Last week, we were talking about honor, and that honor is in the kingdom of God what shame is in the kingdom of darkness. Shame is the enemy's way of constantly bringing you back into who he says that you are. And honor is God's way of calling you into what he's called you to be. Okay? And the Lord revealed to me, and we talked about this last week in quite detail, but because of being shamed some as a child and different things, I did not even know that I was doing that sometimes. The Lord had shown me before that I had done that with my husband a long time ago. He said, whatever comes out of your mouth about your husband is to build him up and edify him. And the Bible says, respect your husbands. It's amazing. The Lord tells the husbands to love the wives, but tells the wives to respect the husbands and to honor them. And so I've been praying about this years ago. I said, well, Lord, you hear people say, well, they don't deserve that respect. Respect and honor are not something that's deserved. Honor is God's positioning. Honor is God's positioning. And God doesn't change what he does because the enemy messes with us. God kind of goes through, you know, the whole universe and time thing going, I'm God, I'm in charge, and it's the way I say that it is. And he doesn't even stop for a second and go, oh, the devil's tried to make it look like something different. My, could I be wrong? God doesn't do that. God really doesn't worry about the enemy at all. He's defeated him. Here's the key. Jesus Christ defeated Satan once and for all. He was already thrown out of heaven. He didn't defeat him because God needed to beat him. God beat him in 5 seconds in heaven. Oh, rebellion, bye. Very difficult for God. Oh, it was such a battle for God to destroy Satan and send all his demons away. Didn't faze him. I don't even think it was probably beyond a yawn. He's what? You're kidding. But God just thought it would be pretty cool to make man his own image and his likeness and put him right here on the earth. And we won't get into all that. There's teaching on it there. But Satan came and caused human beings to choose to be their own God. And to this day, very few people recognize they're serving Satan when they think they're just doing what they want to do, what feels right for them, what they think is right. I really don't care what anybody thinks. What does the word say? And if my thinking doesn't line up with God's word, my thinking is wrong. That's all there is to it. My thinking is wrong if it doesn't line up with God's word. Now, God's got to give revelation, and sometimes Satan will bring us into legalism, and we'll try to make the word bring death and say something is not sane. And I won't get into all of that, but there's a very, very good teaching. I'll just put this out there for some of you on xpmedia.com. That's Patricia King's Extreme Prophetic, xpmedia.com. If you've never been there, you will love it. There is hundreds of hours of DVD teaching from all different ministries. And some of them are probably not completely on target, and most of them probably are. But there's this one on there, his name is Dennis Walker. I don't know the name of the ministry. Oh, I think it's something like Dunamis Apostolic Training Center or something like that. And when I went there, his name was Dennis Walker. He had one on women in ministry. So I thought, oh, great, let me hear what he's going to say. And so I listened to it, and you need to listen to it. He has all the Greek and all the Hebrew and all the historical, what was going on. He'll tell you the name of the women apostles in the Bible. He'll show you God's heart about it, and it should solve any problem. Rose, this is what you should get your sister to go and listen to. xpmedia.com, under Dunamis Training Center or something like that. Dennis Walker, and it says, what does God say about women in ministry or something like that? It's very powerful. He covers everything. So if the enemy tries to bother you at all, that God might have some women ministers, even though Jesus himself rebuked the men when they didn't listen to the women who told them the first major doctrine after the cross. He rose again. Oh, we don't believe you. God would never tell women something like that. It's too important to tell you. Jesus comes through the wall, rebukes them. Why didn't you listen to the women? anyway, that's a good teaching. But there's a lot of other good teaching on there. This honor thing, as the Lord was dealing with me years ago, I didn't exactly understand honor. What's great when you can, let me see, you can obey the word of God before you understand the word of God. If you don't obey the word of God before you understand the word of God, you're in rebellion. In other words, if God says, don't do something, then you just say, okay, I'm not going to do it, but Lord, would you teach me why, and would you change my heart? And he will. So I've been led of the Holy Spirit to honor people for years, not recognizing what he was teaching me. Because the first thing he did in my relationship to really, as soon as I really gave my life to the Lord in a strong way and made a real commitment to serve him and do what his word says, he began to teach me how to be a godly wife. And it was mainly being taught without the heart change for years. But it's amazing to watch God heal the hurt places and make it a heart change. And then when your heart has changed, it's the only way you can behave anymore. If evil and sin is taken out of your heart, you're not going to act in an evil and sinful way. If evil and sin is not taken out of your heart, you can choose to yield to the Holy Spirit and ask for grace not to give in to evil and sin. And it's a pretty struggle, and you can live your Christian life like that. But Jesus Christ actually delivered us from darkness. And so the key as a Christian is to, first of all, know what the word says. Because let me say this, just because you don't know that it's in there doesn't mean you're not held accountable that it's in there. Because you live in a nation with Bibles available and readily easy to read. So you can't, it's like the kid who comes home and says, I didn't pass the test because I didn't read the assignment. And the teacher doesn't say, well, oh gosh, you know, I gave you the assignment. You know, why didn't you read it? Well, you know, I just didn't feel right about reading it and just wasn't the time to read it. And most teachers will give you that big fat zero. And they'll say, well, it was available. I told you about it and I gave you plenty of time to look at it. And Christians somehow think that in America, we're not held more accountable, but we are. To him's given much, much is required. And we really just, and then we wonder why the devil whops us, and then we blame God for what the devil does, which is just quite amazing to me. You would never blame God for what the devil does if you'd read the word and understand who God is. So you could separate God from Satan. I mean, it's sad that Christians cannot separate God from Satan, and even bad doctrine does not separate God from Satan. Okay? The bad stuff, the devil does. The good stuff that's even greater than what you and I can do, that God gives. Okay? Not hard. God does greater things than a natural parent. God loves in a greater way than a natural parent can love their own child. God loves your spouse greater than you could ever love your spouse. So God's not telling you bad things about your spouse or your kids or your pastor or your neighbor or anyone else. God doesn't do that. God sees everybody through the cross. And he wants you to see yourself through the cross. And if you see yourself through what he's paid for, you can let go of these things and trust him. So honor is one of those things. So I was seeking the Lord about honor, and the Lord showed me that when I would use somebody's past to try to provoke them to a better future, that was dishonoring them or shaming them. I had no idea, and I repented of it. And now I don't even have to think about it because I got it out of my heart. He showed me where it got in my heart. And so this is a very good parenting tip. Don't try to shame your children out of their sin issues. It just adds the shame. It just keeps it in darkness. Before you ever see a prayer answered, you really have to see what God says about that situation. God is a God of faith. God is a God of victory. You know, for years, the enemy tried to kill my son for years and years and years and kept him very sick and told us all kinds, the doctors told us all kinds of terrible things that the enemy was doing. And none of it came to pass because God was bigger. But the real faith comes when you really see what God has already declared he has done. Okay? And so our key is to grow in our relationship with God until the place where we believe God even over our circumstances. Now, God has a promise that's really awesome. And some of you here tonight need this. God promises that all things work together for good to those who love him and are called to his purpose. okay? All things. Well, I don't know about everyone else in my family, but I do know this about me. I know, and I do know this about my family, but I don't know about in your families. I love God, and I'm called to his purpose, which doesn't mean ministry. It means I'm called to do what he wants for my life. I am going to work out his purpose in my life. So I know I love him, and I know I have chosen to walk out his purpose for my life, which means no matter what Satan does, no matter what he does using my spouse, my children, my neighbor, a pastor, or anybody, no matter what he does, no matter how drastic, no matter how horrific, it will turn out for my good. And I'm living proof of that. I'm living proof of that. I'm just straight out living proof of that. And I have had things hit me straight in the face with fear all around it, trying to make me believe what the devil was saying about situations, from, you know, trying to destroy my marriage, trying to kill my son, and trying to close down the ministry, trying to financially close down the ministry, trying to gossip and, you know. And you get to this place where you just die to you and let God be in charge. So let me just say this. Most areas of your life where you're struggling, it's where you've taken the Holy Spirit's place because you don't believe him and trust him yet. So get in the Word and believe the Word. And let me say this. If it's in the Bible, read it and believe it. And if it doesn't go along with what somebody, whether it's your pastor or teacher or someone even you respect a whole lot, you should respect leadership. The Bible says so. But if what they're saying doesn't go along with that, then go and ask them why. It gets kind of fun after a while. Excuse me. I was in the church and I asked the pastor, what do you think about the Holy Spirit? And this particular pastor had to go look it up in a book to see if we could believe in it. And he goes, yeah, we believe in this. And then I knew he doesn't know him. And the Holy Spirit had me leave. And I was in another place and they didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the power of God working in your life and the gifts of the Holy Spirit operating. And so once again, the Lord put me in a position to ask them, why don't you believe in this? It's in the Bible. And it doesn't make you popular necessarily. But it's time for us to realize God's not going to rewrite the Bible based on someone else's hang-ups. I need a God with power. I don't know about you. I need a God with power. I mean, I don't need religion. There's a plenty of those to pick from. There's lots of social clubs. And social clubs are okay, but I'm pretty active without a social club. I just as soon save my money and go on a cruise. But I'm going to tell you, I need a God with power, and I know a God of power. And I know a God of healing and deliverance. I know a God who has healed my son. Oh, the doctors gave us almost no hope to be alive, and he's coming home this weekend for a visit. Yay! And everything the enemy tried to lie to me about him, everything, and I won't get into all that, is a lie, and I never bought it as truth. And sometimes not to buy a lie, you better spend some time with God. Because let me tell you something, not buying a lie is not something you do with your intellect. I wasn't planning on preaching this, so somebody needs to hear this. Not buying a lie is not something you do with your intellect. Your intellect has no authority and no power whatsoever. Your intellect is just your brain that God has given you that you choose to renew it with the Word of God. And the power is in His Word, and the power is in what God says, and the power is in His Spirit living inside of you, which makes you able to believe. Do you know if God's Spirit isn't in you, you cannot believe the Bible? So quit trying to get people to believe the Bible who do not have God living inside of them. They're not going to. Just pray for God to give them an encounter. Give them a Damascus road. Make himself known to them. And then the Bible says, this is a good one for women, because he made it to women. I wonder why. Can't imagine. Women, win your husbands without a word. God knows if you would shut up and quit trying to take his place and tell them about him and doing what he's supposed to do, just you shutting up about it is going to cause your husband to wonder if it's real. I don't know why I threw that one in, but it sounded pretty good. It's amazing what God can do without your help. I want you to get this picture really good. I want you to see this. I don't know why I say this, but some of you really need this tonight. This is not in my notes. Nothing's in my notes. These are just scriptures, actually. I mean, not nothing. Scriptures are awesome, but these aren't like really notes. These are, this is Esau's scriptures. This is all the times in the New Testament it says the word honor. Here's the deal. I want you to see this, get this, grab this revelation so it can start changing your life, okay? When you do it in your own strength, Holy Spirit stands back. You can try to make it look like the Holy Spirit. You can call it faith. You can say hallelujah 14 times really loud. You can praise your hands and say glory to God. You can do it any way you want to. But if you're doing it, he's not. Okay? If you're doing it, he's not. Now, if he chooses to use you, especially where he's given you authority, parents, because your children and your husband, spouses aren't children. I see those thoughts. You guys are supposed to be honoring your spouses. Start with your thoughts, okay? Anyway, I need a whole conference on this. Do not treat your spouse like your child. Your spouse, the husband-wife relationship represents, and God will anoint and give grace to it as Christ and his bride. In the spirit realm, it's going to be Christ and his bride. In the natural, it's the husband and the wife. And we're not, there's teaching on the marriage, teaching are awesome to help you get into all that and understand it. It's not about control. It's not about making someone do anything. Has God ever made you do anything? No. How many of us wish he would? Lord, just make us do it. Make us do it. Just make us. Send fire or something. And he doesn't, because that's not the kind of God that he is. It's not the kind of husband that Christ is going to be to his bride. Submission has got to be from a heart that understands that God is better able to do this than me. And just to throw this in there, I don't know why I'm throwing this in there so much tonight, but I'm throwing it in there anyway. And don't think, well, she's just talking to me. She knows, I don't think like that. Holy Spirit just shows me. I am talking to so many people. If I ask right now who thinks I'm talking to just them, you'd be surprised how many more just thems are in here than you. But here's the deal. As hard as this might be to believe for some of you, if you would step back and trust God, God, as you honor your husband, ladies, by putting them, lifting them in your heart into the position that God calls them to in the home, God will begin to draw them into that position. He will begin to anoint them in that position. And they will even act in that position when they're not even walking with God yet. Oh, look at all the puzzled faces. We need a box up here that just says, Junior Holy Spirit badges, turn in here. On their way. No, angels that go and take it. It's just, if you would just really let go, trust God, and you can't because you're in control and he wants to set you free from control. Oh, anyway, I wasn't going to preach any of that. I really have a good message for tonight. I'm going to get to it. Please, God. All right, honor. So look at the scripture. Who does God say to honor? And I'll tell you real quick. Over and over, Matthew 15:4, Matthew 19:19, Mark 7:10, Mark 10:19, Luke 18:20, John 5:23,